Happy Sunday, everyone. How's quarantine treating you? It is. I'm not living. I'm not thriving. I'm surviving. It's like survival of the fittest in here. Not even in here. It's like survival of the fittest in life at this point. Like, you gotta fight for toilet paper. You gotta argue. Like, I mean, granted, I haven't done any of these things, but like, that's what I'm hearing. Like, who fights for toilet paper? Who? Like, get some booty wipes. Get some Johnson & Johnson baby wipes. Does Johnson & Johnson sell baby wipes? Those Pampers? I don't know. I just know that, like, sometimes when I gotta go, numero dos, you gotta get some Kirkland wipes, the flushable ones, and you gotta get them in there. But, like, you can buy, there. My point is there's secondary options. Like, you guys are gonna be like, this bitch is gross. But, like, people before us lived without wipes. They used leaves. Matter of fact, they probably had dangleberries. Okay, we're not even gonna go there. That's not what this episode was about, and I just went on a rant real quick. But yeah, quarantine has been treating me like garbage. Like, first let's talk about the fact that classwork is now homework. Sorry, you can probably hear my clapping, but I'm so angry. So angry. Like, class is for in class. I did not sign up to be out of class. The government did this. Trump did this. I had a dream. Sorry, I felt like I was giving a speech, and then, like, I felt like I was, like, going somewhere, and, like, I had the finger out, like, pointing and stuff. Like, if you're picturing this, you know what I'm talking about. I was going there with it, but, like, my point is, classwork has become homework. It's been too much, hence why, you know, it took me so long to, you know, produce this podcast and stuff. It's just like, dude, normally I have time to chew and have everything done and prepared for the week, and I have, like, my own little personal space, but now, like, the kids are home all the time, and I am not surviving. I'm not thriving in this quarantine living. Even the food, like, I'm just not happy about it, okay? That's all I'm trying to say. Like, how are we supposed to live like this? And then I was, let me just slow down and take a deep breath. Cool down, Robbie. Then I was listening to, like, a podcast where, well, it's David Dobrik and Jason Ash, and, you know, they have like, special guests, or, you know, people from their blog join in or chime in. Supposedly, this is supposed to be, like, a thing for a while. Like, they might, like, let us free. Like, they might uncage the animals for July or June. But then after that, we're going right back in our cages. Like, what? So you mean to tell me you're going to tease me and let me out? And then let... Sorry, if you have headphones in and you're listening to this, I am sorry. I'm raising my voice. I'm blowing in your ear. Like, it's a bad story. But, like, listen to it in your car. Listen to it in your speaker. Go in your room and listen to this, like, just out loud on the speaker. Because this is not the episode for you if you have headphones in. I'm going to let you know now. I'm really close to the microphone. I could probably eat it. You hear that? That's my... Ow, shit. That was my tooth hitting the microphone. I was trying to over-exaggerate it, but not to the extent where I did that. Anyway, that's the thesis. I have not been thriving. I've not been surviving. This quarantine has been killing. And honestly, I really wanted to rant about that real quick. Because I don't have friends. I don't have nobody to talk to. All my friends got, like, girlfriends and boyfriends. And they're just, like, ignoring me every once in a blue moon. It's just not it. Like, no, honestly... It's not that bad. I love being home, but I just don't like when other people are home. So I'm just learning to, you know, adjust to being more social. And it's kind of bettered me in a way, because, like, certain things that I feared and that I was uncomfortable with, I am now comfortable with and I don't fear anymore. So shout out to me and overcoming that. Granted, it is my family, and it's probably sad to say, like, oh my god, you are, like, one of those, like, who stay in your room all day? Yes, I don't feel like being bothered. Hello? No, I don't play PS4 all day or anything like that, but, like, I just like my me time. I'm about to be, like, I'm not going to tell you my age. A woman should never tell her age. If you haven't noticed, this is a rant episode. Like, this is going to be pew, 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 pew. Like, I'm running off of 6 shots of espresso. 6 shots. And I had a Mountain Dew. So, I ain't going nowhere. Anyway, back to the point of this podcast. Well, there is no point. So, I just wanted to kind of fill you in on, like, what I do on Sundays and, you know, my rant days, the days that I get on here and I rant. I had to take a deep breath because this is going to be a lot. excuse me, sorry. So every other Sunday, I like to take the time to center myself or recenter myself because during the week, I tend to veer off. And I don't know why, but it happens super often. But I stay in line. Or I stay in a line or aligned by consistently, like, coming back and regrouping myself. And the weekends is the time that I spend doing that, whether it's Saturday or Sunday. Sometimes Saturdays I just want to chill, and then Sundays I want to clean. Sometimes Saturdays I want to chill, you know, vice versa. But no matter what day, I spend time reflecting on the week, relaxing, and reorganizing. So reflecting, that just consists of normally me journaling. And honestly, I'm so, like, all over the place. I don't want to say all over the place, but I'm one of a peculiar kind that just, like, some days I just feel for that pen and paper. Like, I just want to touch the pencil and just, you know, write again. And then other days I'm just like, let me get down with technology and, like, you know, use my apps, utilize, like, technology. But, like, you know, to each is their own. Some people are like, let me be consistent, let me be perfect. But, like, I can't do that for myself because I go off of my mood, and that's how I do everything. Like, vibes are everything. Like, I'm not about to, if my energy is telling me, hey, you want to doodle, you want to write, I'm going to write in my journal. It's the same thing. Like, what difference does it make? Just keep your papers, you know, get a journal, or have a whole bunch of loose leaf and make it into a binder, then make it like a craftsy thing. No matter what, that's how I reflect, journaling. So, if you guys are interested, there is a couple apps that I use. You can check out my blog posts, any of my blog posts, especially the ranting ones. I tell you what apps I use, or how I go about, you know, reflecting, or just journaling in general. So there's the Day One app. Like I said, it's in my blog. I might be in some highlights in my Instagram. I'm not even sure. Sometimes I use my notes, but I like the Day One app because it has everything. It has, you can talk in it. You can, you know, talk and then it type it for you. You can listen to the voice messages or the voice memos. You can also do a voice memo if you're like one of those types of people. You can add images of, like, you know, what you looked like that day or how you were feeling that day. If you want to have a picture of crying, stop posting it on the internet. Post it in your Day One journal. Hey, to each their own. And I like that because it's like, it really gives me a feel for the day. Like, I can go back and really, really, really reflect and, like, really empathize with myself. Like, I can put myself back in those shoes, which is kind of scary because, like, how do people do that? But, you know, the days that I just want to write and I don't want to, like, overkill, I normally do this when I'm sad. I like to journal and just write it down because I don't want to revisit those feelings. I mean, granted, when you read it, you can kind of feel it, but it's not, like, as bad as, like, being on my Day One app and then having, you know, a picture of me that day and I look all busted up and, you know, I just might have taken a picture of a flower or something. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like the Day One app gives you that real feeling. So if you're interested in that Day One app, if you're not, journal, like, get a composition book, get a spiral notebook, call it a day. Sometimes, my Sundays, I like to relax. That means, for me, my favorite things to do as when it comes to relaxing is, first and foremost, in order for me to even have this done, I either have food prepped, and I know this is fat, but, like, food is everything to me. Food is everything to me. So I like to have food prepped and ready for me to eat. And if not, I wake up early that morning or whenever I do get up that morning and I prep the food for later to relax. Because granted, there's no days that I can go a full day of relaxing. It's not my blood, honestly. And not in my freaking homework schedule, because every day I got homework. I'm not even gonna lie to you. It just makes me so sad. But, yeah, I either prep my food, or have my food prepped, and then I will sit in the tub. I honestly got this from a few TikTokers. They put like rose petals, like peppermint oil if they want to wake up, lavender oil if they want to relax. They add the diffuser, turn the lights off, candles. It really depends. I have no consistent thing, but I do like to try new things more than just stick with one thing, because I feel like you can always like one up yourself in that sense. But most recently, I've just like taking baths and having my laptop on my toilet and just like watching Lavender, who is also a self-development person. So that's just been my thing lately. Sometimes light, sometimes dark. Like I really change with the season, so it's kind of hard for me to give you just like one thing. Also, when it comes to relaxing, after that bath, I like to sit in my fresh, warm bed sheets that just have been washed, because I wash every Sunday. And that sounded so creepy, like an ASMR, like those creepy ASMRs that I used to listen to. Oh, we won't talk about that though. And I don't know, I just like to sit in my bed and just relax, honestly. But I like to have food close by, my drinks close by, everything close by, so I don't have to get out of bed. Like, I can just reach over and grab. And honestly, relaxing to me is still incorporating my blog in it, because I've kind of got myself to this point where it's just like, I know how to work and maneuver with myself. So I used to like overwork myself, and then things, I would dread to do things later on. Now it's just like I do things little by little, taking baby steps, but taking essential baby steps. And that's still relaxing to me. I don't to each their own, but like, excuse me, that's me. I also love, L-O-V-E, love. Like, I love it more than girls. So, reorganizing is my life. Like, if I could be, is that a thing, like a reorganizer for somebody's home? Like Kim Kardashian has people come in and like organize things by like color, or like this, or like that, or like this. If I could like put my two cents in and like how things are done, as opposed to just like straight up listening to somebody and reorganizing it, I would do that. Like, I would be the planner, and then somebody else would be the, you know, the doer. If that makes sense. But yes, I love reorganizing, giving myself a different feel at home, and basically changing my environment in a sense. Because I'm looking at the same four walls all the time, and I'm tired of it. So that's, you know, that's the thesis. But I've been shooting TikToks lately, guys. So if you know what I just did, DM me and say that you listened to this and you heard the and tell me who did it first, and I will send you $5 to your Cash App. But it has to be done by May 5th. No. Yes. No. May 10th. I'm sorry, because it won't be out May 5th. So, today in detail, I woke up around 11, which is really late for me. Don't normally like waking up that late, especially because today's a Sunday. I like to have things done, and I'm really behind on certain things just because of schoolwork. But, you know, I woke up at 9 first, looked at my clock, went back to bed, woke up at 11. So, you know, that's the thesis. Made myself some breakfast, made myself my normal coffee that I always do. It's a mock caramel macchiato. I made some eggs. I made 2 eggs. Avocado, bacon, obviously not the pork bacon, carrot bacon by I Am Tabitha Brown. If you guys are interested in that, you can check out my food blog, where I basically just replicate her recipe, but with like a little bit of differences. It was da bomb. I loved everything about it, and we'll make it again. Like, if vegan was going that easy, if, what? If going vegan was that easy, I'd be vegan already, like, completely. But right now, I'm a little shady. I'd be, like, back and forth, back and forth. I ain't gonna lie to you. I also had some blackberries. I love, love, love blackberries. But most importantly, I had my daily dose of caffeine. AKA, right now, still running on caffeine. And I should be getting ready for bed, relaxing. Let's just talk about how I make my caramel macchiato extra caramel. Sorry, I was talking too fast and ran out of breath. So I basically drizzle my cup with caramel and then fill it up with ice, add a few sprinkles of cinnamon, then I add my vanilla almond milk, then after that I add vanilla syrup. Now, this is where it gets tricky. Some days I'm feeling it, some days I'm not. I add a cinnamon stick, and then I add either 2 to 6 shots of espresso. Normally, my stop rate is at 4, but if I'm, like, really, like, really, really tired, I'll go ahead and just shoot the 6. But, 9 times out of 10, I do 4 to play it safe, so I'm not like this, like, running on, like, going 55,000 miles per minute. And then if I'm, you know, I don't know, sluggish during the day, I just, you know, have another shot or two. Nonetheless, pour that over the milk, add a little bit more caramel, add some whipped cream, add a little bit more caramel, and then boom, add another cinnamon stick, or, you know, the first cinnamon stick, because I've been running out lately. I've been doing too much with the cinnamon. I also like to sprinkle a little bit of cinnamon on the caramel drizzle and the whipped cream, just because it looks so pretty. It's very aesthetically pleasing. I read some of my book. I don't really read, honestly. I use Audible, which is kind of sad, but I have like 4 books left on Audible, so I figured why not finish those up, and then I'll do the whole feel for the pages, you know, actually like read a book without Audible, because I do have like a stack of books that I need to read. Nonetheless, I started some laundry. I had a pile of clothes that were like, oh, so high, just sitting in the corner of my room. So I had to do those. My sister added some to the pile, so I was just like, I gotta get this done. So throughout my day, I had to maintain the laundry. And then I actually started doing homework and then a little bit of my blog. I did like baby pieces of my blog, like the, what do we call them? It's like productive procrastination, I guess. So, like, I did, like, minor things in my, like, I've made, like, Pinterest, what are they called? Little images and, like, stuff for Instagram. Like, little small stuff that's, like, normally, like, fun for me. Then I turned on my current favorite, Too Hot to Handle, and, I worked on some more blogging, and that was pretty much it. Like, I laid in bed after my blankets got done, and now I'm here, because I realized I forgot to shoot a podcast. But, like, hey, sorry. I threw out my planner, so it's not my fault, but, like, hey, you guys got the gist of my day. But if you guys are interested in, like, learning about, not learning, listening to the shows that I watch, like, if you're anything like me and you're like, oh my god, what does she watch, or like, what is she interested in, or Robbie, you know, flips hair, don't really have any hair to flip, but like, hey, I've been watching Too Hot to Handle, and it's absolutely great. But I also have a blog post up, called Flick's Favorites, so be sure to check that out if you're interested. And or if you guys are like, I don't want to read, you know, what you're interested in, put it on a podcast. DM me, slide me a message, hit me up, let me know. I really do like to know what you guys have to say as far as like feedback and constructive criticism. So that's the thesis. But yeah, that was my Sunday for the most part. Wasn't bad, wasn't as productive as I wanted it to be, but it was good enough. So, hey, But this has been an unsolicited conversation, and you ran with the rant if you're still here. And I love you so, so very much. Not all my episodes are like this, and you probably get like one twice a month just because I promised. But I can't do any more than that because my life is getting pretty boring with all this homework. So, hey. Be sure to follow me, rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff. YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. I have a personal page, and then I got a page for my beautiful sunflower patch called A Better Odyssey on all social platforms. And my YouTube is Robbie Simone. My personal page is Robbie Too Funny at the current moment. And that's it, guys. I love you guys so, so much. Bye.